The Agriculture Minister, John McVeigh, has been in Quilpie this morning, this afternoon in Blackall. I think he continues on to Barkie a little bit later. John McVeigh, welcome along.
Good to be with you, Craig. Great to see you.
You termed this another listening tour. How much listening is going on?
We've had a particularly good meeting in Quilpie this morning. As you'd well imagine, it was focused on the current drought conditions that's gripping all of us. And we had a good discussion about wild dog control in various parts of the state, not just in the southwest, but the central west. And I relayed some stories to that meeting from even far north Queensland last week.
Speaking of wild dogs, are you coming with your checkbook? That's a question that the people in front of me have for you, Minister.
Well, I'm coming with certainly an open mind to any suggestions, but I'm also coming with the challenge. Having brought local mayors, NRM bodies, community representatives, including local wild dog committee chairs to the table over the last couple of years, I am expressing, I guess, along with everyone else, a little bit of frustration that people are saying different things publicly to what they're saying privately to what they're saying on the media. So I'm happy to step up and review our programs, but people need to be straight with me as well.
Well, let's hope they're straight with the Country Hour today. Does the idea of a 1,400-kilometre-long multi-shire fence, does it get your support?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Integrated shooting, trapping, baiting and fencing programs are how we should be focusing all of our collective efforts. Many focus on cluster fence proposals, which are up and running. Certainly many others are promoting the check fence proposal as well. Premier and I sat down in Longreach with proponents of the check fence proposal in January of this year, and we're anxious to get updates on where the proposal is at this stage, and that's what I'll be listening on this tour as well.
Okay, we're about to get an update on that as we speak on the Country Hour today. Around us, we see some green grass in front of the Cultural Centre here in Blackall. You don't see a lot of that around here. You wouldn't have seen much in Quilpie. We've been around Ilfracombe, Alpha over the past couple of days onto Muttaburra later this afternoon. Minister, speaking of the drought, and what is your government prepared to do? I remember a conversation we had earlier this year. You said you would do whatever you could to help producers through. Is now the time that you need to put more money down on the table?
Well, as I announced in Quilpie this morning, meeting at the Bowls Club there, which had a little bit of green grass around it too, but that's all you see, we have now confirmed a further $18 million that we're adding to our existing program, which I'm discussing with people over the next couple of days.
How will that money be spent?
Well, that's under the existing program of the fodder and water transport subsidies, that emergency water infrastructure program. All of the money that we've spent on that thus far, together with some other government programs and other departments, totals about $62 million over a two-year period. We're on track in this budget and, I guess, in this drought circumstance through to June next year, June 2015, to be spending in the order, we think, of about $98 million as a state government.
So $18 million more. Will you also raise the caps that have been introduced as part of those programs?
No, we're sticking with the current caps. As I say, the funding that we've put into those programs over the last couple of years has all gone out, and we've got further interest in it. So we will stick with those caps because it's a matter of spreading taxpayer dollars as widely as we can across all impacted areas. We're over 75% of the state, obviously, at the moment.
Yeah, drought declared. We've been talking about that for certainly the past 12 months, the past few years. There is hope that there is a wet season on the way, and judging by the Bureau's website, there could be a little bit of relief to come in the next week. Minister, on Friday, Barnaby Joyce will be in Winton for a rural debt crisis summit. Do you see rural debt as being at crisis stage in the in Queensland right now?
Well, the state of rural debt across the state is at a very significant level given the impacts of a whole range of things.
Is it a crisis?
Well, for many individuals who are having their banks tap on their doors, of course it is. For those individuals who have already had to walk away or sell up their properties, of course it's a personal crisis for those families. I have been working very closely with Barnaby Joyce over recent weeks and months about further federal assistance. I've talked to him about longer-term loans, lower-interest loans for certain circumstances. I'm not at liberty to talk about the detail of that. But
you sure? Because this is the Country Hour. We're live at the Cultural Centre, Blackall. Come on, Mr. McVeigh.
his program, his money, his announcement, I'm pretty confident he'll be saying something based on what I've been talking to him about within the next 24 hours or so, Craig.
Okay, well, I'll put those questions to Barnaby Joyce when I see him in Winton. John McVeigh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Queensland Agriculture Minister joining you.